dwelling
in those communities. The third area where the Jews lived in France was the area around Paris, centering on the city of Paris and on the city of Troyes. The city of Troyes is a city about 27 miles southeast of Paris. If you take the train, as I happen to have the chance this summer to take the train from Paris to Zurich, first stop on the express line is the city of Troyes. The city of Troyes is famous in Jewish history because that's the home of Rashi, the home of Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, the home of the great teacher of the Jewish people, about whom we will speak at length next time. There is today almost no sign that Jews ever lived in Troyes, even though the Jews had lived there for hundreds and hundreds of years. Even the great cemetery where Rashi was reputed to have been buried, we don't quite know where he's buried, is questionable as to its accuracy and its... However, there is a movement now, basically of Sephardic Jews, because most of present-day France is Sephardic. About 600,000 Jews live in France, of whom half a million are Sephardim, from the North African countries, the North African colonies of France. And there is a movement of Jews to move back to Troyes, and in fact, I was told by someone that last year a Jewish school was again founded in that city. But the Jews lived in and around Paris, a radius of 35, 40 miles from Paris. And those were the three centers of Jewish life in France. And the Ashkenazim, the word Ashkenaz meaning Germany, the Ashkenazim really began as Frenchmen. They began as Tsarfatim, as Jews who lived in Tsarfas that lived in France. And we will see during the entire series that the Jews migrated east. They migrated east from France. They'll migrate to Germany. From Germany, they'll migrate further east into Central Europe, and then finally to Poland and Russia and Eastern Europe. And as the troubles persisted and hounded them, their emigration took them east. But originally they began in France. Now, the Jews who came to Provence, I mentioned to you, they came with the Romans. When the Roman Empire dissolved, first two things happened. First, the Roman Empire became Christian, and then the Roman Empire dissolved. The area of France, of the Provence, was taken over by the Visigoth kings. The tribe that lived in Provence were Visigoths, who were particularly cruel, particularly primitive, and very fanatical Christians. And under the reign of the Visigoth kings, the Jews in the Provence were persecuted very, very severely. So that from the 4th century till about the 10th century, we have no records of organized Jewish life in Provence, because any organized Jewish life would have had to be underground. It would have had to be at the sufferance of the Visigoth kings. You also have to remember that we're talking about the Dark Ages. We're talking about a time when all of Europe was illiterate, uncivilized, and it was probably in the history of the world one of the worst times to be around. You had a very short life expectancy. You had no culture, no art, no diversion, and very little luxury. No indoor plumbing. No heat in the winter. It's hard for us to imagine the conditions of life of medieval Europe, let alone of pre-medieval Europe. But if you've ever gone to England in the winter, and you're not staying at